crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue.
I'm sorry, I just have to listen a little more to Patsy. Crazy. Who knows who wrote that song? It was written by Willie Nelson, believe it or not. He also does a wonderful version of it. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we are with our special guest, Julie Spira, the cyber dating expert, for our show about online dating. We are going to talk in this segment about single-parent dating, but you brought up something at the end of the last segment, Julie, that I think is worth spending a little time before we get into our next subject, which is the notion of online dating safety, especially as it regards women. Would you please elaborate?
Right. Safety, online dating safety is such a hot button for me. I mean, I will be really open and honest and tell you that when I wrote The Perils of Cyber Dating, the title of my book really was a result of a married man asking me to marry him.
Oh, hello.
Hello. And now, fortunately, the relationship didn't get too serious. I found out fairly quickly, and I laughed it off. But I started saying to myself, well, how often is this happening? And what could I have done to prevent myself from really being in one of these situations where my heart got attached to somebody from behind the computer screen?
And so your lessons were?
The lessons are, well, first of all, there are a lot of married men pretending to be single. There's not much we can do about that. And statistically, we hear it's about one-third. But
Whoa.
One-third of the men that are saying they're single online actually are married.
Wow. I am absolutely stunned.
Big number.
If I weren't seated on my chair, I would have fallen off of it.
So, Bruce, hide that profile.
That is just sad.
It's very sad. It's very sad. Now, sometimes they're open about it, and they're saying that they're in a loveless marriage, or sometimes they're open and they say that they're separated, divorce pending, which is what I always call that. There's no category for separated, divorce pending, but I've asked the online dating sites to create one. And so quite often a man will think he's going to get divorced. He may have not filed yet, or a woman can do the same. But in their head, the relationship is over, so they sort of justify saying divorced on their profile. Yet, in fact, they're not. And whether they decide to get back with an ex or whether they decide to move forward, you still run the risk of being a transition person.
I found that I was, during that phase when I was separated, when my marriage was, in my mind, and it was, over, that by putting separated, I lost a large portion of women who responded when they did respond, I don't date separated men.
Right. That's exactly what happened. And I actually got involved with somebody who said divorced. And finally I said to him one day, you know, I think the ink is barely dry on those divorce papers. And, you know, he suddenly backpedaled, and then I found out he hadn't filed yet. And I said, I don't want to be a transition person. Why didn't you say separated? And his reply to me was, I did say separated, but nobody wanted to go out with me. So I admire a man who writes to me and says, I'm separated, and gives me the opportunity to say, this doesn't work for me. Because at least they're representing, you know, from an authentic place, who they really are and what's happening in their lives. And a confident man will say, I actually filed on such and such a date. Here's my docket number. You can take a look. It's about to be final in 32 days. You know, that is something where, you know, again, the man needs to be more, you know, forthright in representing who they are to a woman if they really want to get the girl.
Again, wise words. Men, pay attention to this. I also believe in life. We always get caught when we lie. It's foolish. You're going to get caught one way or the other, and so why lie?
Right, why lie? And so now singles are starting to do background checks. Of course, they're Googling their dates before a date or after the date, and that's okay. And I tell singles, go ahead and Google, but don't tell your date, by the way, I just Googled you, and you wouldn't believe what I just found out about you. Because it's a stupid thing to say, and they will think that you're a stalker. You're thinking that you're doing your homework, and I say, go for it. Do your homework. Do a background check. There are companies such as Date Check now that they have mobile phone apps where you can actually find out if somebody really is married or they are who they say they are. But don't tell somebody you've done that. And, you know, wait a few dates. Wait to see if you really think that this could go somewhere before you start, you know, racking up the bills on background checks and obsessing over Google.
Okay. Let's thank you. That's very helpful. Let's talk about single-parent dating. what challenges and extra special cautions or things you should know or do?
Well, one of the things that's really important is say how important your family is to you in your profile. You can say, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and you know, she brightens up my day every single day, and my relationship with her is a priority. Then you know how their values are towards their children. And frankly, I admire somebody who talks about the fact that they have a terrific relationship with their children rather than hiding them. But I don't believe in exploiting your children's photos in your online dating profile.
Again, very interesting.
You know, say you have a children, and maybe they have children, and you can talk about it in emails, and you could talk about your schedule with your children and the things you like to do with them. But don't exploit these photos. At some point, you may see photos of somebody's children when you start to date more than once. But I really think it's just not right.
I think you're right. I hadn't thought of that, and I think you're absolutely right. You know, the other issue I think that comes up, and it came up for me, and it was very difficult. During my separation, ultimately my divorce, my wife, the mother of my children, abandoned the family completely. So I had my boys 24/7. And that was something a lot of women didn't find comfortable. That meant I either had to get a sitter all the time, or I always had to take care of the boys in some respect as far as my availability. And some women, particularly those without children, found that to be, well, he's not really available. But so that was a challenge of mine, which therefore then kind of limited some of the women I would date. But I was not going to deny that I have my boys all the time. It'd be foolish.
Right. And so it's really important. Again, it depends on what you're looking for. I know single women who can't have children, who really, really welcome the opportunity to meet somebody who does have children, where they have the opportunity to be a parent.
Well, that's what worked. That's what happened with me. My wife did not have children for a variety of reasons, and she's become a wonderful stepmom. I would like to share very quickly my dating tips, Julie, and then have your reaction to whatever time we have left to them, and then, of course, add your own. I'm going to go through this really quickly because we don't have a whole lot of time. We only have 2 minutes left. Number one, if there's no photo, there's a reason. Move on. Number two, be patient. It's a numbers game. Therefore, hang in there. Number three, we haven't talked about this one, Julie. Don't spend too much time emailing and chatting. If you feel there might be some chemistry, set up a meeting. First meeting is coffee only. Don't make elaborate plans. Number four, don't believe what you read. Be skeptical but open. Most women lie about their age and weight. Most men about their income and height, as you already stated, Julie. Number five, tell the truth about yourself, period. End of issue. No excuse. Number six, be clear on what you want and express it in your profile. Don't be afraid to tell the truth. Number seven, while I tend to diss self-help books, the book He's Really Not Into You had some plain truths. If there are signs of disinterest, he or she is disinterested. And often it has nothing to do with you, so move on. Men and women over 35 or so, if never married, are often trouble, not just the men. Women who have never married are as set in their ways as men. Number nine, always, if you're a woman, meet in a public place and only give out your cell number. And number 10, be patient and don't take it personally. You have 47 seconds to respond, Julie.
I love them all. Were you reading my site?
No, this I wrote before I even met you, believe it or not.
Oh, this is really terrific. You know, all I can really say is that I say this over and over and over again. When I say cast a wide net, I truly believe it. Because right now, with social networking being so popular and Facebook being popular and LinkedIn and Twitter, I really tell singles that look at each date as a possibility of meeting somebody that could expand your business network, expand your social network, and then if you get lucky, well, maybe it will turn into a love relationship. But don't discount the others, because what if you're selling insurance and the guy just happens to be looking for some new insurance? Why shouldn't you have an opportunity to tell him what you do?
Again, wise words. Time for break. We will sum up all that we've learned in this wonderful hour with Julie Spira coming up for our last segment. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Horse and carriage, this I tell you, brother. You can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage. It's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. men treat